Listeners, we made it through another week, though when you're listening to this, you're starting another week, so...
As of this moment, the government is still in shutdown.
Yes. So. Yes, it is. I think we're at 28 days now.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just like the movie, you know?
So...
Hello? Is anybody out there?
So, 28... It's 28 now, so it's going to be 29... 31 days by the time you listen to this on this crisp Monday morning.
Yeah. If things play out the way we think they're going to play out, we're all buried underneath 10 feet of snow and resorting to eating our least favorite loved ones in order to sustain life.
The way we handled the last snowfall, I think it'd probably be 2 inches of snow.
Oh, well.
And then we'd resort to Mad Max-style violence and Alive-style cannibalism. You remember that movie, Alive? Alive.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, you mean based on the true story of soccer team?
That soccer team that had to eat everybody.
Yeah, they didn't. First of all, they didn't really eat everybody. They
turned into gremlins.
It was just a little... Oh, my God. It was just a little bit of butt meat.
Yeah. Ugh, really? Butt meat?
That's all it was, you know? Because that's where...
Butt meat!
That's where most of the fat is, you know? I wanted to say something really fucked up just now, but I'm not going to. Forget it. I'll tell you after the show. Sorry, listeners.
They chose the member with the donkiest butt.
What? No. I was going to say something more fucked up than that. But
okay.
Listeners, if you want to know what the joke is, just deposit some money into our Patreon, and we'll send you the clip of the actual audio.
For fans of this show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And, write us a review. Don't be afraid to write us a review up on the iTunes.
Seriously, like, say anything.
Anything.
Just tell us what you're having for lunch.
Yes. A review, please. We need it. We love you. We need it.
But I'm Ernesto Mancibo.
And I'm Pavel Pavlo. Call me either. Just don't call me Ishmael Martinez.
And together we are Robots versus Taxes on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you like that? My nickname? My new nickname?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're starting to almost reveal your real identity on the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so something that you've been holding off for the past 80-something episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the public still doesn't know who you really are.
I know. I am like the mad rapper. They will never know what my name is, what my real identity is.
So shutdown.
let's get to the serious stuff.
The shutdown is getting petty.
Petty.
Petty, 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 petty.
Yeah.
So Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, sent a kindly worded letter to the Occupier-in-Chief saying, like, since the government is shut down, it's probably not a good idea to do the State of the Union in front of the, you know, where we usually do it, in front of the House and everything like that. So you do have the option of doing it, you know, from the Oval Office or whatever. But it's basically...
She was like, you could also submit it in writing.
Yeah. But she's basically...
She's just like baiting him into writing it because she knows he writes in crayon. Phonetically. Or have we forgotten the smocking gun where he basically kofefied his way into hamburgers?
Hamburgers, yeah. That was... God, if there was any more...
He misspelled country.
I never thought that our country could be any more... white trash than that moment, but to be sitting in the White House with like 300 hamburgers.
And you know,
were they even like In-N-Out burgers or
no? There were you remember when he was asked by the press, he was just like, we have hamburgers from McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's, and all my favorite places, and they'll also be your favorite places, which is basically his way of saying, like, I don't give a shit what they like. This is what I like.
Wow.
And then he served them cold. Like,
that's disgusting.
Some players were from Clemson University?
Clemson University?
Yeah.
That's not a real place.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. They won the sports college... sports football thing.
Oh, that's how come I don't know that.
I don't follow sports. Yeah. And it shows.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Clements University.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Clemson students were, it was over, they, we overheard, like, the nation overheard them complain about the food, you know, on various news networks where one student could be overheard saying, like, I thought this was a joke.
God damn. You know, in college.
You imagine you show up, you're just like. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna get a fucking, I got to the White House, I'm gonna get myself a fucking nice meal.
Yeah. Right?
And then they show up and it's like, you know, oh, it's the same shit I eat like on my cheat days.
And the thing is, like, college students will eat almost anything because typically they have to, and they're just like cold fast food.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have just thrown it on the floor.
Yeah.
Just whatever. Oh.
It's just like, but it did provide that amazing, amazing photo that signifies the era of Trump, which is just him standing amongst rat meat burgers destined for diarrhea town.
Oh, not even one of the good chains like Five Guys. Or,
no.
Oh, man.
No, he couldn't even spring for that. He was just cheap. And the thing about that, the thing that gets me fucking so fucking mad is that it's because of the shutdown that he got all this fast food. Ugh. It's because of the shutdown. And he didn't even want to spring for like the good fast food.
Wow. Couldn't even go to, what's that gourmet burger?
And he made a misogynist crack. He was just like, you know, what did he say? He said something along the lines of, they can either have, you know, fun times, I'm paraphrasing, fun times with me and have much burgers and, you know, pizza and shit, or, you know, we'll have to let the women whip them up tiny salads. I'll have Melania and the women whip them up tiny. Like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I hate fucking Trump.
What a fucking,
I hate him
piece
so
of
fucking
shit.
Much.
So, yeah, so Pelosi told him that he can submit it in writing or do it from the Oval Office or from a bounce house, whatever. And then he, like one or two days ago, basically ruined the trip that she was going to make to the troops over in Afghanistan.
She was going to take a military plane over to Afghanistan and meet with the troops.
Yeah, so, like, there's such a level of petty going on. And the thing is, his move wasn't even good petty.
No.
Like, there's, like, constitutional precedent for what Pelosi pulled, even though it was a...
It was a professional, like, meeting.
Was,
like,
It was professional petty, but I have to admit that. Like,
what,
there was
her going over to Afghanistan?
No.
That wasn't petty.
No, her... No, not her going to Afghanistan. Like, her telling Trump, like, you know, because of the shutdown, you should deliver the State of the Union from another location. Like, there is, it's actually like in writing, like the Speaker of the House can make that suggestion. What Trump did was just like schoolyard shit. Like, there wasn't even like a level of cleverness about it. You know, it's just like, oh, I'm just ruining your trip.
You can't go anymore to address our troops in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, immediately afterwards, news came out that, you know, Melania Trump took a military plane down to Florida for a little vacation.
Uh-huh.
You know.
A military plane.
Like. A military plane for vacation. Oh, God. You know, that fucking Sean King also tweeted a photo today of a line. Basically, there's a food drive going on for the furloughed.
Yeah, I saw that
workers,
picture.
Government workers, and there's a line that wraps around a giant government building.
Wow,
it's
man,
fucking, and he was just like, "This is disgraceful," and I'm just like, "Yes, I feel like this is." Disgusting what's going on.
It really
fucking
is
disgusting.
And I have to say, this is one of those incidents where I actually feel sorry for everybody. Like, whether you are Democrat, Republican, or anything else, whether you are a fervent Trump supporter or not, like, I just feel it is injustice to have to work or to be furloughed from your job and be in this position. Like, people, no matter what you believe, need to take care of their families, need to take care of their bills. We're talking about, like, people's lives here. You know, it's like people have already missed a month of rent or one mortgage payment or a car payment, like critical shit that they're still going to have to recover from once they get back to work. And like, it's not like people just bounce back. Like, the majority of people, no matter where you fall on the aisle, live check to check. Like, this sort of interruption, it's a pretty serious deal.
Yeah. It really cripples some people financially.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, what's worse is that, like, for a while I was like thinking to myself, oh my God, fucking Trump. Like, he's like, this guy's fucking evil. How could he let so many people suffer over like an ego trip, right? But then I thought to myself, wait, isn't there someone more evil than Trump? Someone smarter, but yet more evil than Trump? I'm like, oh yeah, Mitch McConnell, right? Apparently, there's a bipartisan bill, spearheaded by Lindsey Graham, right?
Mm-hmm.
That basically says that the government can reopen for a short period amount of time through which they can, like, renegotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's holding up that deal? Guess who's holding up that bill? Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's siding with the president. Because the last time he went against Trump, his popularity in Kentucky went down.
Wow.
He started slipping in the polls. This is how careerist,
wow,
Mitch McConnell is. He won't do it because he knows he has the opportunity to get away with more shit if he gets reelected. But the only way he can go about that is by siding with, you know, fucking Agent Orange. So what is he doing? He's holding this whole shit up. So much so that our hero, AOC,
mm-hmm,
was chasing him down, was looking for him.
Oh, shit.
Through the halls of Congress. And he was fucking dodging. For a turtle, he's pretty fast.
Oh, man. I Kentucky and Trump supporters in general, I hope that you're remembering this. Like,
well, he's not even that popular in Kentucky. Like, I was just reading, like, an article, I think it was on The Intercept, mm-hmm, that was saying that his popularity is dwindled, but that doesn't make it enough so that people in Kentucky won't vote for him. But there, like, there is a chance that in 2020, Kentucky will go blue.
That would be some shit. I mean, yeah. There was a recent poll that came out that showed that 57% of voters across the board would say they are definitely not voting for Trump in this next. If the election was happening now, they definitely wouldn't be voting for him. So, yeah, I don't think that this shutdown is working in the way that he thought it was going to.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Speaking of that fucking wall, just wanted to throw it in there. The GoFundMe campaign to build a wall has failed.
Woo!
it only reached 20 million, which was just 2% of the 1 billion that they had set for themselves. So the thing is, the organizer, I think Brian Colfage is his name, he is trying to repurpose the money now. He's saying that anybody who donated before, I think, January 11th, if they want to, they can opt in for the campaign to keep the money, and they will take steps to help build the wall just on their own by approaching people who own land along that border, who would probably lose their land due to eminent domain. This is what Trump never talks about. Like, some people will actually lose their shit just to get this useless wall built. So yeah, if people don't opt in before a certain date, then the money is automatically returned to them. And while I'm definitely sure a few people are doing it, I don't think it's going to be as much as he hopes it is. They're probably going to be left with maybe a handful of millions in their hand, which they won't be able to do much with. And that will be that.
You know, that's money that could go towards, like, helping veterans with their medical bills.
Oh, you mean the excuse that they always bring up when we're talking about helping anybody else in this country? It's just like, but what about our veterans?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's either veteran, like, they hide behind, like, a few excuses. It's like veterans, border security now, and the war on drugs. Is that one of the other things? Nah, who cares?
They always get that shit conflated. They're just like, we need to fight the war on drugs because immigrants keep bringing it into the country, even though it's a very well-known fact that most drugs come in through valid points of entry in this country.
Yeah, like, it comes in through fucking airports and shit.
It's like...
and also, you brought up a good point about, like, how people just straight up lie about, like, about the whole, like, the evil immigrants that come in and they invade this country, right? And the fact that the wall in itself is just a useless gesture. Building off of that, did you see that interview with Sarah Huckabee Sanders with Fox fucking News, Chris Wallace?
I try not to.
But he was just like, I did a little reading up on how, migrants come in through, come to this country, and it's not over the wall. Most of them come through airports on planes. They come on in on planes. And she was just like, they come by land, by air, and by sea.
Oh God.
And I was just like, oh my God. But it was weird. It's such a weird, it shows how bad the situation has gotten, even that Fox News is, like, starting to turn against them.
It's not even all of Fox News, because most of Fox News is just, like,
it's just a
pot of boiling diarrhea. Yeah. But Chris Wallace, every once in a while, he'll be like, reasonable. Like, he doesn't necessarily go along with, like, the Fox party line. It'll just be like, no, the facts are showing something different. I'm not going to give him all the credit, though, because he'll still throw in something in there to show, like, he's still a right winger. But he's one of those people who will occasionally drop an actual fact.
Yeah. So. Well, as of this moment, our occupier in chief is facing some tough news. Somebody shit in his cereal. And his name is Michael Cohen.
Oh, Michael Cohen. The gift that keeps on giving.
It's BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed came out with an article saying that, throughout that whole, when they were grilling Michael Cohen about, Donald Trump's involvement with, possible collusion with Russian agencies. Apparently, the Trumpster decided to put the pressure on his former lawyer and basically told him to lie. And that is a flat out obstruction of justice.
Wow. Wow.
So, he's facing the heat right now.
You were saying this before. I think it was either you or Sabrina that was saying this before we recorded. Imagine if it's BuzzFeed that takes down the Trump administration. Like,
I mean, the flaming dumpster. What was it that Trump called it? The flaming dumpster fire of garbage or whatever. His administration came out with a statement of, like, totally taking a shit on BuzzFeed.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
He fucking kneecapped his whole shit. Jeez.
He's off somewhere trying to lick his wounds, like, shit.
My knees taste like balls.
else? It just never ends.
Yes, no, it's never ending. It's like a roll of toilet paper that's like, oh my God, this is 2-ply, you know? Oh my
God. Not to mention what happened in the house last night. You always know the names better than I do, but a Democratic congressman was speaking, and somebody...
Cardenas. I think his name is Tony Cardenas.
And a Republican in the House yelled out, go back to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then when he was like, who said that? Who the fuck said that? All the Republicans were just like, oh, duel. You know? They just all looked around. Some of them were like, you know, pretending that they're making that silly noise when nobody knows what to say. They're just like,
who said what? Like, the acoustics in here are terrible, you know. But
some say this house is haunted.
Jesus. Oh, man. We were just saying before the show, like, if that was us, that would have been the first time in the House of Representatives that somebody got the shit slapped out of them.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been really awkward, just like tossing chairs off to the side, like, who the fuck, who said that shit? And just snuff the shit out of people, just
mad old white heads, just like, oh God, you know, getting the shit smacked out of them. Was it you? Was it you? Steve Scalise.
I don't play that shit. Wu-Tang. Oh, oh, oh. You know. No, but seriously, that's extremely fucked up. It seems like the white nationalism is becoming more and more.
It's just emboldened.
The rallying cry of the GOP. Yeah. You know, I mean,
they got Steve King.
Yeah.
Steve King. Yeah. He's just like, well, what's wrong with white nationalism? What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Wow, when did that become a bad thing?
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, who are you? Who are you? Go back to your fucking cornfield in Iowa. Bury yourself deep.
Well, he has a history of saying racist shit. And finally, the GOP drew a line and took him like off of all the committees that he was serving on. That guy should be banned from public service, period.
For life, yeah.
I wouldn't even want him serving me fries at a restaurant. Like, fuck that guy. Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck him. We're always so mature when it comes to, like, you know, talking about how we deal with, you know, scumbags.
Yeah, well, I'll say it to his face. I don't give a fuck. You
yeah.
know?
No.
What's he going to do? Fuck is he going to do?
Well, with that stupid voice that he's got. Oh, my God. So, yeah. Ooh, my God, man. It's so much. It's so much news. All I wanted to do when I got up this morning, I just was like, oh, it's so hard. Life is so hard. I just want to talk about the Matrix all day. I just want to talk about Neo what he's doing. Trying to save humanity with the blue pills. The red pills.
I think he's dead. So.
Oh.
Just want to touch on really briefly on the controversy that's going on with Sean King.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
A few days ago, a blogger had made an accusation that the money that he raises for the families of victims of police violence are not getting the money that he raises. She even made an accusation, like, what happened to the money that he raised for
Sitonia Brown?
And Sean King came back and said, first of all, I never even raised money for Sitonia Brown.
Yeah.
I just spread the news about what was going on with her. And second of all, like, how dare you? Like, I never see 1 cent of any of the money that I raise for those families. Like, it's like I have complete transparency here. And so he has lawyered up, and he's about to sue this person. And so it's created a backlash against him, people accusing him of attacking black women. The blogger is a black woman. And people are saying, like, you know, he doesn't make it about the movement. He makes it about him, which, look, I got to say, I'm going to be up front here. Like, that is completely not true. I'm a supporter of Sean King. He's always above board about what he does, especially when raising funds for either movements, families, or anything else, like completely above board. And for years, he has been attacked with the same old song, usually from white supremacists speaking from behind fake profiles on social media. So he's never had the opportunity in the past, really, to take anybody to court. Otherwise, he would have. So he's not attacking black women. He's attacking the same white supremacist trope that is being used against him. So if you use white supremacist tactics, don't be surprised when you get a response to that. Like, it's just it's ridiculous that he's facing any sort of backlash over this. So much so that even his wife has written a column on medium.com saying, like, this is not in defense of him, of my husband. This is in defense of me and my family. Because to make an accusation against him that he is stealing money from these movements is to say that about me, because it's about our family, and that money would go to support our family. And she basically went on to outline how she would never accept that sort of thing. That has never been her or Sean's like MO. They've never done that sort of thing. They, like, even though, like, they do well, like, Sean King gets paid well to write and do what he does. When he was with the New York Daily News and now with other organizations that he works for, they have 5 children. But just because, like, they do decently for themselves doesn't mean, like, they're rolling in it. She's just like, I take note of every deposit that goes into our account, and every time we make a withdrawal, like, we feel it. We have 5 kids,
yeah,
you know, to raise, and we live in New York.
God damn, 5 kids.
They have 5 kids, and they live in New York, so it is not cheap. Like we are not rolling in it. And to accuse us of stealing, that is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, this person who made this latest accusation presented not one shred, not one iota of proof.
Right.
It was just like, well, how come we're not asking questions about this money or that money? We're just going to let it go? It's just like, what?
Well, like, it doesn't surprise me because Sean King gets attacked like I don't know, man. I haven't seen wild shit like this in forever. Mm-hmm. There was a story last year where somebody accused him. They actually sicked the cops on him.
Mm. They sent Child Protective Services. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because somebody claimed that he was abusing his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And and I was just like, damn, who would pull that grimy shit?
Yeah, that's some real, real grimy shit.
Yeah.
It just so happened that he and his family were out at one of their kids' recitals that day. So the caseworker actually came to his home. I believe he has like a place in Brooklyn. Came to his home. It's a doorman building. And so the doorman was just like, he's not home, but, you know, I happen to have his number. And they called him, and she's just like, you need to show me these kids right now. And he's just like, absolutely not. Who sent you? Like, this is,
who are you?
Like, this is ridiculous, you know? So thankfully he lawyered up and got that whole thing straightened out. But like, these are the lows that people will stoop to in order to besmirch his name. Like, nobody, first of all, he keeps his private life as private as he can possibly keep it. I mean, imagine his kids go to school, like, so some people must know, like, oh, his father's Sean King, which makes them somewhat, you know, of targets,
right?
As well as his wife, so that he tries to keep them as much out of the spotlight as possible. But then when shit like this happens, like, there's no choice for them to be like dragged out like this, and that becomes dangerous. That's a liability, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, this kind of vicious attack on Sean King, who's like a community like leader, mm-hmm. you know, it honestly doesn't surprise me, because it shows to me how low people in general will just go to defame someone
mm-hmm.
Who's just trying to work for the betterment of his community.
Who's doing good, good work. Yeah. You know, asking the questions that nobody else is asking. Yeah.
I mean, like, when have we seen this kind of slander before? You know, with other, like, community leaders, Martin Luther King.
Absolutely.
You know, it's crazy that this kind of shit still exists. And I wouldn't surprise me if, like a neoconservative think tank put this whole shit together to bring down his good name.
No doubt. I mean, I can't help but to make this connection that, like, the resurrected North Star is about to launch in 28 days, which was an old publication that Frederick Douglass had back in the day that reported on the goings on in the community, especially for Black people, and gave them news that highlighted them, that informed them, that was crucial to them. And as we know, most of modern media does not focus on the Black community. So Sean King and the people that he works with have worked to resurrect the North Star, and they've taken in donations, and they are going to be publishing articles as well as a podcast within 28 days. And I'm super excited about it. And at some point, I hope to get on and support financially as well, because, you know, there's still a small startup at this point. But, you know, we need news that addresses what happens in the Black community as well as, you know, all people of color. So this is a major thing, especially when you're tackling mainstream media. And for something like this about to get off the ground with a name like Sean King behind it, I think it has some people scared. So I think, to your point, yeah, probably some sort of conservative think tank got together. It's like, we need to slander this guy as quick as possible in order to sink this effort. And let's be real here. Like, if you actually presented proof, like, people would look at that shit. Yeah. You know, we're not like Trump supporters. I mean, there's some people who, no matter what you say to them, will follow somebody blindly. But that is not so much the case with people on the left, and in particular, people of color. Like, if you are not on the up and up and somebody calls you out and shows proof, you know, you're going to get called out for it. Again, certain exceptions. I'm looking at you, R. Kelly supporters.
Oh, but God. You know, that fucking R. Kelly, like, sales of R. Kelly's music spiked.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfuck, why does that happen?
Oh, that makes me so sick.
That happened, the only time I remember that happening, the last time this kind of shit happened that I noticed was when Chris Brown got, you know, he was in the news for slapping the shit out of Rihanna, mm-hmm. and then his music just took a spike upwards. And I'm just like, what? How? It's why?
Disgusting. It's disgusting. There's a mentality that exists in certain parts of the community.
It's fucking garbage.
That just gravitates to shit like that. But, you know, I mean, it's a very human thing. I'm not excusing it, but, like, when we look at people on the right, you know, like, look at what our Occupier-in-Chief does right now. He says the most outrageous shit and then got elected. Like, there's something about the lowest common denominator that just supports that sort of thing. And that's universal.
It pulls people out of the woodwork in the worst fucking way. And it really does. And it's disgusting.
That's why it's so important to speak up. Because it's up to the people to set the standard. And if you don't speak up, then you're letting a certain segment set the standard for all of us. And that's just not acceptable.
Oh, man. I'm having a crisis of faith lately.
Really?
Yeah. Is that fucking weird to say?
Are you losing faith that we're going to get Tony back? You got to hold out hope, dude. You got to hold out hope.
He's not in the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. I don't think he makes it.
You got to hold out some hope of rescue.
Rescue, underline, underline, underline.
Look.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know, I'll touch on this a little more in the robot section, but I think that...
We should get to the robot
section. Oh, okay. I'm Ernesto Mancibo.
And I'm Pablo Morales Martinez.
And together we are Robots versus Taxes on Radio Free Brooklyn. Oh, thank goodness we moved out of that dark first half.
That was so dark. Ugh,
It's like everything's
we're never gonna get out of there. I feel like I'm stuck in a fucking early Soviet art film.
We got gosh. Oh my god. Nice. Nice.
I wonder if Yuri will come back with the bread, you know.
Meanwhile, it's just a far, far away shot of just wolves sort of descending on a body, you know. Oh god.
Das Vitania.
So
now we're rushing to get to the next topic.
Wow.
I soiled the good name of our show with a pun. All right, so.
It worked. For those who couldn't see or hear, I just Thanos snapped my co-host.
He made an appearance on The Simpsons, you know.
Yeah, that was a great.
That was a good one.
Couch gag, man, and just shows the power of Disney.
Yeah.
Wait, does this mean that the Fox deal has officially gone through?
I think so. I mean, they're already talking about some, like, there's been some crazy geek news lately in the nerdosphere.
In the nerdosphere.
Now, in the nerdosphere, it's been talked among them fans of comics. The Silver Surfer.
That reminds me. I gotta buy spit guards for our mics.
The Silver Surfer, Norrin Red. All right. It's going to make an appearance.
You think so?
Yeah, him. There's been wild speculation from Silver Surfer, Galactus, of course, Doctor Doom. I don't know why I decided to go real Italian American there.
Doctor Doom. He's gonna show up with his fucking mask and his fucking green hoodie, and he's gonna beat the shit out of you, paisans. Let me stop. Do Italians even say paisan anymore?
I don't know. Let me ask my wife. Baby.
Sabrina? Yeah? Do Italians even say paisan anymore?
Do they say paisan?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like in day-to-day conversation?
In day-to-day conversation.
Yeah, like Italian Americans, do they say paisan?
I guess. I don't know. Are you recording me?
Maybe. I won't have her killed. Why would I admit that on a recording?
Oh man, episode 84, State's Evidence. Oh man.
I really Giuliani'd this up.
Very nice, sir.
No. Get back in the producer's booth. Oh, I'm a jerk. So what were we talking about originally? Oh, yeah. The rampant speculation of the different Fox characters.
Yeah. So the Nerdosphere is saying that, like, Silver Surfer and Italian Doctor Doom are going to be showing up in the film.
Yeah, there's Doctor Doom. They're saying that this obscure Marvel character named Black Knight, I'm hoping is not black.
That's more of a DC thing.
Yeah, that is.
But Marvel's been known to do that as well.
I mean, Black Panther.
Yeah, well. I mean, I guess they kind of had to call him that because wasn't he like their first black guy?
Yeah.
It was either him or Luke Cage.
Was it Luke Cage?
Power Man. Yeah.
Oh, they broke that chain right away. They were just like, Power Man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, all right, Marvel. That's why we love you. But anyway.
But yeah, there's been speculation about those characters. And, you know, Wolverine, people saying X-Men.
I think the Nerdosphere is just trying to manifest the X-Men, yeah. Like, immediately. They're just...
they just want it so bad. They could smell it in the air. It's just like, X-Men, yeah. Jean Grey, Nightcrawler, you know.
I think the most that we could possibly get in terms of the X-Men universe in Marvel, like, immediately, if... I mean, it's a long shot to begin with. It would have to be Wolverine, because I don't think that Disney would necessarily shit on the Dark Phoenix movie, which is coming out a few months after Endgame, by like, look, we've got some new X-Men in this movie, so that movie you're going to see in a few months is non-canon or whatever. Yeah. You know, so...
Oh, I've heard some bad things about Dark Phoenix.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard it's a fucking mess.
Wasn't it supposed to come out like 2 days ago?
I know. It's supposed to come out last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But apparently, you know, they had to go through multiple reshoots, and they say, you know, I it was one of those screen rants or screen geeks or whatever, screen guys. They said that. They posted an article saying that large portions of the Dark Phoenix actually recreate the Last Stand, X-Men The Last Stand scenes.
No.
And I'm like, oh boy, get ready for a forest. Because Fox movies always have a fucking forest in them.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. We'll see. Also, like, I was just like, hey, isn't there another Mutants thing coming out soon? New Mutants? Wasn't that supposed to be a thing?
Oh, yeah.
And then it just kind of like fart in the wind.
Oh, look, we just can't wait until Marvel does whatever it is they're going to do. After a slight cool-off period.
Yeah, of course.
Know, then they'll integrate them and everything will be awesome. And yeah.
I mean, I am kind of pissed off at Marvel right now because of a whole Spider-Man trailer. I really...
Wait. Before we do that.
Okay.
Because that's like a juicy part.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut in. I just wanted to...
No. Go ahead.
Like, briefly just get it out of the way, because you were talking about being pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm a little pissed off at... the entities that have come down on a YouTuber by the name of Star Wars Theory. He created this fan film called Vader.
I heard about that.
Vader Shards of the Past. And he spent over $100,000 of his own money, because he went to Lucasfilm and said, listen, I want to do a fan film. Is there any way that I can crowdfund it, like through Patreon or GoFundMe and stuff? They were just like, nope. Can't do any of that.
No.
Like, this is our...
They are notorious for, like... they're like the Rolling Stones of, like, film. They're just like, no, pay us money.
It's money. It's a gigantic property, and it's still active. It's not like it's fallen away into obscurity or anything like that. So they told him, nope. I mean, and he was just like, all right. So he did it basically with his own money, you know. And he's a prolific YouTuber, so he's getting, you know, checks per month. On what he does, but it's basically coming out of his pocket. So he made the film, got costumings, put VFX in it, and like, I gotta say, like, though I don't think it's the be all and end all of fan films, but it's well done. Like, he put a lot of care in it, and you can tell he did it strictly for the love of it, right? So the thing is, he got a composer to. And there was like 1 or 2 seconds of the Imperial March. It was not like a cut and paste from one of the movies. Like, he got a composer to like integrate it into the music. But it was only like 1 or 2 seconds or around so of that. Because of that, a division of Warner Brothers Music, I forget their exact title, came in and monetized the video and was collecting money. Collecting money from it. And the thing is, Lucasfilm...
You mean like Lucasfilm...
Lucasfilm, Disney specifically told him, like, once you put this up, you can't monetize it and, like, make your money back. Like, You put it up, it's just to put it up.
It's free advertising for them, basically.
But like, you can't... Usually, when you're a YouTuber and you monetize a video, the ads that are put into the video, you know, some of that money goes to you. But you can't make a single dime off of this. Like, it comes out of your pocket, and you can't recoup the money through ads or anything like that. Otherwise, you know, go to court.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, because there was this little bit of music from the original series in it, recomposed, but still, Warner was able to come in. God, I'm so bad. I really wish I remembered the name of the company. Came in and monetized the video. So basically...
And they didn't tell him about it or anything?
Oh, he found out, obviously, because it's on his channel. But he was basically... I mean, he was really upset. He put up a video talking about it. And they sent him a letter saying, like, if you try to fight us on this, we'll take you to court. Oh, you know,
fuck, man.
And you know, he's just a YouTube guy. Like, even though he makes some money off of this, like, he doesn't have the money to take on like a big
Lucas
ass
film,
a big
yeah.
No, it wasn't Lucasfilm.
It was
like a division of Disney Warner Music or something like that. Once I find the name, I'll bring it up.
Gotcha.
But the good thing about it is that Lucasfilm actually stepped in and undid it and said, look, they're no longer collecting money on this. Just to let you know, basically save the day, because it's really, really fucked up if you put in the time, the money, $100,000, and somebody else is making money off of your work.
Damn.
And you cannot make a dime off of that. That's fucked up. And so I gotta, you know, give props to Lucasfilm for stepping in and saving a fucked up situation, because the nerd sphere, the fan sphere, got super upset because there are a lot of supporters of this fan film. Like, people are loving it, and when
it's so it's still available, you're saying?
Oh yeah, it's still
awesome.
On YouTube.
Awesome,
yeah,
awesome.
You can watch it. But everybody was super upset, and the fan base has been upset with Disney anyway over the past year and change because of The Last Jedi, and they're
right.
Now this shit. Oh, it's on. Yeah. So thank goodness Lucasfilm stepped in. Like, all right, we don't need
any more
Order
enemies.
66, or, you know.
I want to touch upon one thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe a couple of things. I want to talk about the Gillette commercial, right? I don't want to go into it in depth. We'll probably go into it like later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next show.
Mm-hmm.
What are your quick thoughts on it?
I thought it was a great commercial. It speaks to something that men need to be more cognizant of from this, well, since years and decades ago, but from this point going forward, need to be more aware of, and anybody who's upset about it, in particular men, you are what the commercial is talking about.
Yeah, good. All right, awesome. My thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, given that we have to, like, you know, speed things up because we're almost at wrap up time, let's talk about Spider-Man.
Far from home. Yes. Man, we were wondering what the hell they were going to do, because this movie takes place, according to studio executives, like minutes after Endgame. So it's like, how are they going to show us this trailer and not ruin Endgame for us? I mean, we all sort of knew that Spider-Man, as well as a bunch of other heroes, are coming back somehow, some way.
Yeah.
But the trailer doesn't reveal that. Instead, we just get to see, you know, Peter Parker's back. Some really cool stuff.
To which I was kind of upset, but whatever.
What?
Yeah.
You thought you were hoping he stayed dead?
Well, I was hoping that they'd hold, like, they'd fucking, you know, they wouldn't, like...
like do a trailer without Spider-Man?
No, or they would hold off on fucking, like, you know, dropping the beef on us. Or, like, dropping the Spider-Man trailer on us until after Endgame actually, you know, came out.
Then that would only give them about, let's see, about, like, 2 months and change to do the advertising for this movie. No studio is going to take that risk, no matter how big they are.
Marvel, oh, come on. You and I both know that if Marvel dropped a trailer tomorrow and saying that Endgame was happening the very next day, people would jump out the fucking window.
It's true, but that's mainly those of us who are hardcore and would literally flood the streets with the blood of our enemies in order to go see this film. They also need that general public money as well, you know?
I still, I'm still not convinced. You know, I was still like, guys, let's pretend to show that there's stakes in Endgame, guys. Come on, like everybody's like they go to like
and French fries, I'm sure, but,
and you say my puns are bad.
Hey, all right, you know what you're getting when you hear listen to this show. But listen, they had...
It's like, you know, fucking Aunt May is fine. You
she
know.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. Yeah. No comment, because I don't want to kick in the pants. but, you know, everyone seems to be fine. They're so fine, they're taking a trip to Italy.
Yeah, I know. It's like nobody... There's not a drop or a hint of mourning.
Yeah.
In the, well, which doesn't surprise me, just because... And, everything, I swear to God, everything in reality is connected to Endgame. According to what I've read, the Avengers have not told Earth why the snapping happened.
Okay.
Like, they don't know that it was Thanos. According to all the people of Earth, they're just like, half of the fucking world disappeared and...
Then they came back.
And that's... Then they came back, which... I think what's ultimately going to happen in Endgame is that everybody will come back, but the memory of the snapping is going to be wiped away.
But the somehow. Memory remains.
It has to. I mean, I'm telling you, if
album sucked. Sorry.
I'm telling you, if we see this film Endgame and Earth is not in shambles from just the psychological shock of half the population, half of all living things. First of all, just disappearing, then I'm not going to take it seriously.
The fucking leftovers, man. Nobody's going to have like hardcore psyche damage.
It has to be that way. I mean, for half the population to just disappear.
I don't know. Look, I agree with you. It would fuck with anybody's minds. But this is a fucking Disney movie. They're not going to play heavy, you know. Explorations of the psyche when they have huge colorful characters punching each other, some made of water, some made of dirt, some with fishbowl heads.
If there aren't people jumping out of windows in the first 10 minutes of Endgame, I'm walking out. No, but no.
Whoa, you ain't walking out of that shit. That's bullshit.
That's true. If they, you know what? If Endgame is completely done, like with puppets, I'm still gonna stay throughout the
me
whole.
True.
You know.
Me true.
Me true as well. Yep. Yep. But yeah, Far From Home. It seems like it's gonna be super fun. The little Easter egg that for Ben Parker's suitcase.
Yes, as well as the...
I'm surprised that that's his name, though. It's BFP. It's Ben fucking Parker.
Ben fucking Parker.
Yeah, man. Badass.
Yeah. Or Ben Fartin Parker.
Ben Fartin Parker. Yeah, I like that. I like
that's
that.
That's why they didn't take him around many places.
Hey, Peter, pull my finger.
Hey, get it? I'm a farter. Yeah. I'm Fartin Parker.
We're not high.
No. So. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, the suits look super dope in Far From Home.
They also included another little Easter egg where they have in the background of when he's swinging around in, I think it's in Venice, he swings past an awning that says ASM 212.
Oh, they're going past like a boat.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a reference to Amazing Spider-Man issue 212,
yeah,
where it was the introduction of Hydro-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Man, the attention to detail is just... Mwah. I know. Mwah.
you don't want no part of this. Fucking Mysterio.
I thought it was dope when he showed up on screen, man. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. They got the fishbowl and everything.
Yeah.
What else? What else in the film? Oh, Nick fucking Fury.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Nick Fury just like
he just a darted,
savage.
Darted his homie in the neck.
Just like, I don't give a fuck about your friend.
It's like teenagers? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. If he has an allergic reaction from the dart or if he dies or whatever, I'll just fucking throw him in a trash compactor. I'm fucking Nick Fury. I don't give a shit.
Is your friend's face usually that swollen?
I think he's dead.
Whatever. Shield.
Just throws a cigarette at Spider-Man. Motherfucker.
What the? Oh, God, man.
Oh, man.
That whole trailer was just dope. It didn't reveal anything, really. It raises more questions than answers.
Yes.
So, you know, I feel like it's cool. If they hold off on the full trailer until just after Endgame is released, I feel like that would be a good idea.
For the love of God, just hold off a little more. I want to be under the assumption that there are actual, you know, there's actually things that people are risking when they're watching the Avengers Endgame, not just like, you know, ooh, we're all fine now. Nothing matters.
Endgame's going to fuck us up. But we already have tickets to Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Can't wait for that.
Yes.
That's going to fill in some of the blanks as well.
And we're going to see Glass, right?
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Here's another thing I wanted to get to. Really, really quick because we have to wrap it up. Okay. With regards to DC, Reign of the Superman.
Meh.
And that's our review.
And we mean it too.
Yeah. We give it a resounding meh. And with that, I think we should cap it, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
all right. We should cap it.
All right, dear listeners, thanks for listening in. I'm Ernesto Mancibo.
And I'm Pablo Morale Martinez.
And together we are Robots versus Taxes on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You, while you're out there, you could try keeping it real.
But you should try keeping it right. Song of the week.
Straight out the motherfucking bank. Here we come. Lord help me, save me. Mama keep praying for a young motherfucker trying to dump in all the grit. In the city where you can't tell the snakes from the fence, snakes from the phonies. Enemies are homies. Around the corner there's another nigga waiting to jack. He don't know I got a clock till his ass gets shot. Like a motherfucking thug disease. Craving beats like they motherfucking drugs to me.